We were talking about this last week. Got a lot of folks interested. The concept of voluntary assisted dying, and there is one group that has thrown the hat into the ring, predominantly in support of it, providing there are some safeguards in place, and that is the Australian Medical Students Association. Their president, Rob Thomas, joins us at the moment. Good morning, Rob. I guess.
Good morning.
Yeah, it looks like you're pretty much on the bandwagon with a lot of folks at the moment. Your association is I should say. What's the general feeling amongst your members that you talk to as you get around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there is a variety of opinions, and this is a pretty important issue, but I think we've got about 80% of our members saying that we should have a position on voluntary assisted dying, and it's really reflective of the society's acceptance of it as a concept.
The concept of this has really come a long way. I mean, it's one of those things that for a while it just wasn't really talked about a lot, but there seems to be a greater conversation that seems to be happening across the state and indeed across the country as some of the laws are looked at being amended and changed. I guess as well, we always have to talk safeguards and checks and balances. What are some of the things from the Student Association's point of view that you guys are putting forward as essential?
Yeah, look, I think there's two main areas, which is number one, that patient autonomy is there so that no one feels coerced or pressured into going into voluntary assisted dying, and, you know, that it is actually voluntary. The second thing is protecting certain minority groups, essentially, which may be vulnerable. So that's Indigenous patients or patients without family, for instance.
That is actually something that I know I hadn't thought about for those without family. What are some of the issues that are potentially facing those folks when they make that decision?
Yeah, look, again, it comes down a lot to their own capacity and also if there's any comorbid issues such as mental illness. I certainly think that many would advocate that those with mental illness are sort of exempt from being able to make that decision.
Yeah, which is one of the things that we spoke of a little bit last week, that you definitely have to have some of those checks and balances in there. Do you think there's a race to the finish line to try and get this happening before we actually look at all the stuff in the background first, carefully?
Look, I certainly agree with the statements made by the AMA that this needs to be thought of in the context of good end-of-life care. There's a chronic underspend when it comes to good end-of-life and palliative care in Australia. So I think it's really important that this is just one option of a whole suite of good ways to die.
Do you think that's not being touted enough? There's not enough spotlights being turned on palliative care and end-of-life care itself?
Look, we're certainly heading in the right direction, but it is a difficult one. A lot of patients and a lot of people don't like to think about their end, and a lot of the time palliative care referrals can come quite late. So I suppose it's about being forearmed and forewarned about those sort of decisions and basically having the conversation.
We know that conversation will continue there, Rob, but thanks for allowing us to have a chat with you and on behalf of the Australian Medical Student Association this morning.
Thanks very much.
There he is. He is the president of that organisation, and like I said, that conversation will just continue to happen. Hopefully we can hear many, many voices when it comes to voluntary assisted dying. 26 past 11.